Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you on board with us today as once again we face the issues. Let me remind us that as we face the issues, it's not a matter of what I think or say. It's not a matter of some philosophical belief system. As we face the issues, it's not based on denominational dogma with so many rites and rituals and rules and regulations. As we face the issues, it's not based on the ideological position of either the Democrats or the Republicans. As we face the issues, ladies and gentlemen, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Now, how do we know the truth? Continuing in the word of God. And that is the only way that we can learn the truth, know the truth, and be guided by the truth. And Jesus said in John 17:17, then with further, if you please, elaboration on that, he said, "Thy word is truth." Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that should be the lamp unto our feet, the light unto our pathway. Truth, the truth of the word of God, is the only source of real wisdom in our world today. The word of God gives us a biblical worldview, and a biblical worldview is that which we use today in facing issues. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be dealing with an issue today. I'm simply calling state-approved child abuse. State-approved child abuse. When I say state, I'm talking about state, local, national, and federal. Governmental approval of child abuse. Let me remind us, ladies and gentlemen, before we get into the monologue and the discussion then on this subject today, if you'd like to join in the dialogue and the discussion, you can do so by dialing 401-1413. That's our telephone number, 401-1413. Get your telephone call directly through to the studios and right to our microphones that we can discuss these issues together. But ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with, our nation, our city, and our state's dealing with a very serious issue today. That's the authorization by the government to abuse our sons and daughters and our grandkids. Child abuse approved by the state. You say, how is that possible? Well, let me give you a little preamble introduction to that subject. Ladies and gentlemen, our laws today allow for the government and the governmental authorities to fine you or to take your children from you if you allow secondhand smoke in your home that could adversely affect your children's health. Also, our same laws will force parents, a parent or parents in general, to allow the variety of marijuana into the homes by way of so-called medical marijuana and recreational marijuana. The same laws today, ladies and gentlemen, that we're talking about that ultimately allow child abuse will force you to immunize your child by vaccination. In fact, there's a major push right now in Washington, ladies and gentlemen, with the Looney Tunes on the left, the socialist communist on the left, that's now want to pass legislation that will make it federally illegal if a parent refuses to allow the injection, i.e. the vaccination, of your child. In fact, they're even broader than that. They're wanting that same legislation to make it federally illegal for any human being in America, that is young and old, and all in between, if we refuse to accept what is required, so-called, by the medical industry, the medical profession in America, with their so-called immunizations, yet we all know that there are major, major problems with it in general. Some have chosen not to have the immunization for their children, and that should be a right, a constitutional right, a biblical authority for any parent to make that decision. But right now, as you listen and as I speak, the laws are being promulgated in Washington that will force you to bow to the governmental demands for a vaccination, immunization of any kind. And I don't know about you, but I'm very frightened of it, because I see the handwriting on the wall where ultimately you'll be controlled by the federal government. We're already almost to that position today. And if social medicine ever takes hold in America, we'll be totally controlled by the federal government. You don't believe that? All you got to do is look at any other nation where you have socialism / communism. They control the people by taking the weapons so that you have no defense, and then by the promulgation of brainwashing in the classroom called education. And then the third rail of that is with the social medicine, that if you don't obey the government, then you are simply not provided the medical care. But that's what we're faced with in America today. But ladies and gentlemen, what we're talking about is state-approved child abuse, where parents can be fined, prosecuted, or jailed, even if it is a foster home with foster kids. For example, if a foster home in several states, in fact, a number of states have adopted it, if a foster parent happens to have any type of weapon in the home, that foster parent relationship will cease. They can take that child simply because it's possibly considered child abuse, and child abuse could occur, they conclude. Parents are forbidden to exercise their God-given responsibility of spanking a child accused of child abuse, even though God's word authorizes discipline by the parents. Ladies and gentlemen, it's illegal today for an adult to give alcoholic beverages to a minor. It's called child abuse. It is that abuse that takes place if that is transferred from an adult to a child, a juvenile. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, there's no such parameters in place to protect a child from the use of marijuana in America today. In fact, our nation has a whole host of rules and regulations and laws providing for the so-called protection of the child. And yet across America, we have enacted marijuana laws with no protection for our children. Ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that tells it all. I'll use this and then we'll look at several other things in the course of this broadcast to validate what I'm trying to say. And what I want us to understand is the woeful condition that we're in as a nation. And I'm not a pessimist at all, but I'm a realist. And I believe that every adult, every Christian, every conservative ought to sit up and take notice and understand the fast track that we're on in America for destroying our families, our future, and our faith. Here's an article that says it's time for a new discussion on marijuana risk. The article states it's dated May of last year. It says the benefits and harms of medical marijuana can be debated, but more states are legalizing pot, even for recreational use. A new evaluation of marijuana's risk is overdue. And the article is about an 8-page article, and it talks about marijuana causes heart disease, lung disease, impaired driving. It causes memory loss. It causes major mental health problems. And I could go through and elaborating on each of these categories, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to go to one category that this speaks of, and it says, and secondhand smoke. And this article says, as states legalize the drugs for general use, more cannabis users feel freed from secrecy. They smoke more in the public and in the homes, raising worries about secondhand smoke. A 2-year-old study made news recently by arguing that 1 minute, listen to this, 1 minute, let me emphasize that again, only 1 minute of exposure to pot smoke impaired how vessels responded to the blood. It is how pot smoking and just 1 minute of exposure to that can cause major problems of blood flow for the next 90 minutes, And a greater impairment has a greater impairment than secondhand tobacco smoke. Also, all agree that children should not use pot, but concerns are legitimately raised about whether children might have increased exposure of access after legalization in any state. And this talks about the secondhand smoke, the secondhand pot smoke that can be very harmful and dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. It is impossible for it to be regulated, just as they've tried to regulate secondhand smoke by tobacco. It is an impossibility to come up with a regulation that will do that. Although if your child is in a home where there are smokers, tobacco smokers, the federal government and the state government, the local governmental agencies say in their desire to run interference for and protect children to prevent there from being child abuse, they will say that you can't do that. Now, I'm not saying that smoking cigarettes is good. In fact, I think that smoking cigarettes can't send a person to hell, but it'll make it smell like you've been there. It'll destroy your lungs. It'll destroy your health. But even more so, ladies and gentlemen, when we're talking about pot, marijuana, across the nation, across America, we're finding marijuana laws being introduced, either on a medical basis or recreational basis. And by the way, it is a sheer joke. In fact, in the marijuana industry, the marijuana producers and the growers and the marketers of marijuana, they laugh at that term, medical marijuana, because every last state that's introduced it is medical marijuana. It was simply the gateway for ultimately watering it down and diluting the regulations and the laws on that so that it becomes general marijuana use, recreational marijuana use. And that's happening right here in the state of Florida, and we'll look at some articles about that in a few minutes. But just remember, recently in Polk County, the Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd dealt with a overdose, marijuana overdose, with seven children in school. They had been eating the little gummy bears, the gummies. They're coming out of Colorado and California and the western states, where there are multitudes of manufacturing organizations making those, and we'll look at that shortly, where they're making them and shipping them across the nation. I realize it's illegal, yes, but they're doing it. Just as it's illegal for a felon to have a weapon, they're getting them. And yet somehow, somewhere, we're wanting to penalize and prosecute and persecute those legally obtained them. But listen, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Judd down in Polk County, right in Haines City, had seven children that almost died. They were rushed to the hospital, the emergency room, and they had eaten marijuana-laced gummies. Listen very carefully. All of these edibles, as it's called, with the marijuana in them, there's no scientific regulation. There's no pharmaceutical regulation. There's no outside source that regulates how much of the marijuana syrup goes into those gummies, those chocolate chips, those brownies, and other goodies that are being served up. And our children across the nation, California and Colorado, for example, ladies and gentlemen, the children being rushed to the emergency rooms and those dying from overdose because of eating those edibles have absolutely skyrocketed as a result of this taking place. In fact, the recent former governor of Colorado said that we perhaps need to go back and rethink what we've done since 2013 in the state of Colorado. The whole point being, we're finding an epidemic of that because right now some 33 states are involved in the sale of marijuana in some fashion. It's either medical marijuana, as it is so-called, or recreational marijuana. And just recently, just a few weeks ago, right here in Duval County, we had kids rushed to the emergency room due to marijuana-laced gummies that they had eaten. Ladies and gentlemen, we are, as a nation, concerned about marijuana? No, we're not concerned about it. It is now legal, as I said, in about 33 states. And most of these used the regulation, got it on the books as a law by a big, big, big marijuana lie that says, well, you know, so much pain, we've got to use this to be able to reduce the pain and nothing else works. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've got some research that proves that's an absolute fabrication. That's an absolute big lie to get it approved. We bought that lie here in the state of Florida. But ladies and gentlemen, here's an article that is scary as to what's happening here in the state of Florida. Senate passes the repeal of medical pot smoking ban. Did you hear what I said? The Senate in Tallahassee, the Senate passes the repeal of medical pot smoking ban. Here's the article, Dateline Tallahassee. The Florida State Senate passed a repeal of the state's marijuana smoking ban Thursday. Rather than face the prospects of seeing patients get access to smokable pot with no regulations at all. That's a joke, an absolute joke. They're saying that we went ahead, we were forced to pass it. In fact, it passed 34-4 in the vote out of the Senate. It passed 34-4 in approval out of the Senate. And the joke of it is that we'd rather pass the law to allow medical marijuana to be ingested by smoking, puffing, than to have them get it in some other fashion that may be illegal or not regulated. Well, I want you to tell me, God, tell me somehow, somewhere, some way, how is it regulated if it can be ingested by puffing? How is it going to be determined if you're sitting on the sidewalk puffing your bong and getting your marijuana? Somebody tell me how you're going to be, police officer going to be able to identify whether or not that's medical marijuana or if it's marijuana bought in a back alley someplace. The article goes further, says 34-4 vote came after nearly 2 hours of discussion. Some senators said they don't approve of letting patients smoke marijuana, but voted for the bill because letting courts decide the issue would be even worse. I don't know how it would be worse. I don't like the possibility of the position that we're in today, said Republican Kelly Stargell. Now, this is a quote from Kelly Stargell, Senator Stargell. Now, we're in a situation where if we do nothing, the situation only worsens. I don't believe that. That's buying the marijuana industry's lie. That's to get out of the suit that was filed by John Morgan's law firm. And John Morgan's law firm, John and Morgan and his law firm spent upward of $6 million to have the medical marijuana regulation put on the books in 2016 as a referendum to add it to the state's constitution. It was passed in the state of Florida by 71%. That tells us, ladies and gentlemen, we have a major problem with morals and ethics and values by the citizens in the state of Florida. This article goes further to say, voters approved medical marijuana in 2016, but lawmakers banned smokable forms of the plant in a bill signed by then-Governor Rick Scott in 2017. The state was sued over the issue as a judge declared the ban unconstitutional. Scott, now Republican U.S. Senator, appealed the ruling. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis said in late January that the current law doesn't represent the will of the voters, that he would drop the appeal if lawmakers didn't repeal the ban by mid-March, end quote. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to pot-smoking Florida. Welcome to the state where marijuana is now here in Duval County, so-called medical marijuana. We have pot shops on just about every street corner. We have our kids now being able to get in a position of having to be rushed to the emergency room because of ingesting pot. And yet it is by law, and so I say that it's state-approved, governmentally approved child abuse in our state and across America today. Ladies and gentlemen, I am saddened to say that we are on the fast track for meeting the requirements, meeting the biblical representation of what the last days will be like. In fact, in Revelation chapter 18 and verse 23, the scripture says, by their sorceries. And that word sorceries, which is in the English Bible, the Greek text of that, sorceries, is the word pharmakeia. You recognize that word, don't you? We get our word pharmaceuticals, a pharmacy from that, means drugs. So the scripture says in Revelation 18:23, by thy sorceries, drugs, were all nations deceived. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the fast track. Because in 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, 2, and 3 says this, know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. That means dark, dangerous, difficult, devastating days. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. That's what we see in our society today, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an article that says, marijuana grower strikes deal with authentic brands to develop cannabis-infused cosmetics and other consumer products. The article goes further to say, the owner of Nine West Shoes and Juicy Contour Makeup has signed a deal with the marijuana company, Trilly, that's T-I, Lray, Tilray, looking at developing cannabis-infused foot creams, cosmetics, and other consumer products. The article further says they own over 50 iconic brands. They have products in over 100,000 points of sale, over 4,500 freestanding shops and shops around the world. Further, the article says the deal gives them a guaranteed minimum payment up to $10 million annually for a decade and the right to receive up to 49% of the net revenue generated from the new deal. Ladies and gentlemen, that's saying that the owners of Nine West Shoe Company, of course, they're greatly diverse. They're not just selling shoes. They formed a deal, a contract with the producers of marijuana that they will infuse foot creams and cosmetics and lipsticks and makeup of all kinds that will be used that will have marijuana that you can get your marijuana through your makeup, through your cosmetics, through the foot creams, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We're living in a day, ladies and gentlemen, when Satan and his wicked, deceitful, demonic approach deceiving the whole world. And we're in that state of deceit today as perhaps never before. Here's an article that says, how to use CBD, that is the syrup out of the medical, out of the marijuana. Should you inhale, spray, apply, or eat it? Here it goes further. Cannabis for many possible health benefits in pill form, creams, and other salad dressings, and even in honey. In dozens of states, health food stores, pharmacies, and other supermarkets and restaurants are carrying CBD products that include pills, oils, balms, vaping devices like e-cigarettes, and edibles including gummy bears, honey, coffee, alcoholic beverages, and many others. They're going to have marijuana, ladies and gentlemen. It's many different products. You'll never know what's safe to buy and what is not safe to buy off the shelves or out of the stores at all. Here's an article that's from a very reputable source, ladies and gentlemen. It is from the Hillsdale College, and the title of the article says, Marijuana, Mental Health, and Violence. And this article says, over the last 30 years, psychiatrists and epidemiologists have turned speculation about marijuana's dangers into science. Yet over the same period, a shrewd and expensive lobbying campaign of the marijuana industry has pushed public attitudes about marijuana the other way, and the effects are now becoming apparent. Almost everything you think you know about the health effects of cannabis, almost everything advocates and the media have told you for a generation is wrong. W-R-O-N-G. Wrong. End quote. Further, quote, they've told you that marijuana has different medical uses. In reality, marijuana and THC, its active ingredient, have been shown to work only in a very, very narrow set of conditions. They're almost commonly prescribed for pain relief, but they are rarely tested against other pain relief drugs as ibuprofen. Ladies and gentlemen, they're claiming that the reason medical marijuana is so needful is that it's the only thing that will cure and relieve the pain, but proof positive, they've not tested that so-called study in comparison to general pain-relieving drugs like ibuprofen, Buffering, if you will. And yet they're making that claim, and the general public's been buying that claim, hook, line, and sinker. We've been lied to, ladies and gentlemen, but yet we find across the state lines, across the nation, the truth about marijuana, it will addict, it will destroy, it will undermine our homes, our future, our faith, our society in general. Every state with legalized marijuana, either medical or recreational or both, have had some serious increases. And I've studied the statistical data for California and Colorado extensively, ladies and gentlemen, and the sale of marijuana, recreational or medical, there have been serious increases in auto accidents, home foreclosures, home invasions, domestic violence, teen overdoses, serious social illnesses have appeared. Rapes and robberies and murders have all increased. And the so-called black market of pot sales skyrocketed rather than being diminished. And children inhaling pot in the homes, destroying our families. I believe we have a caller on the phone. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, thank you so much for bringing the truth. You know, you were talking about the lies. You're the only truth, this broadcast. And I just thank you. You know, the Bible speaks of pharmacia. That's where we get the word pharmacy. And I realize what you're saying is the Antichrist in the last days, everybody will be doped up. They'll be living on dope. That's how he's going to control everybody. They'll be duped in dope. And I just thank you so much for this broadcast. I just hope those that are listening and hearing the truth will support this broadcast financially and by telling their friends. And again, God bless you.
Thank you so much, and God bless you for that call. You're so correct, because as you read the biblical text in the last days, and that's the days in which we're living in now, I believe we're in the last of the last days before the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the bride of Christ, the believers are suddenly seized, that is, snatched out by what is called the rapture of the church. We're suddenly seized out of this old world. And we will are watching now the, if you please, the prerequisite to that day when the church is raptured out. The Antichrist will step on the scene, and he will rule and reign as a dictator on a global basis. And one of the things, as our caller just mentioned, the whole world will be duped and doped, and therefore they will be dazed into not realizing that they're being led astray and destroyed by the Antichrist. But one of the major problems, ladies and gentlemen, with the use of drugs is that it will drug the person, that there's a slow responsiveness, and therefore you have major, major, major slowing down of the senses, causing major, major dilemmas in the marketplace, in the workplace, in the professional realm, and in the realm of driving, which causes deaths and harm that is just absolutely off the charts in the state of Colorado. In fact, all of the crimes in the state of Colorado have gone up some 546% as a result of marijuana being sold in Colorado since January of 2013. They've watched it absolutely deteriorating. Here's an article that says, Democrats pushing to legalize recreational use of marijuana don't understand the true effects. Dr. Mark Siegel, you've heard that name. Dr. Mark Siegel does a lot of commentary on Fox News and some of the other networks. Dr. Mark Siegel shares his concerns about the efforts to legalize marijuana. He says, I don't think Senator Cory Booker, Democrat in New Jersey, read my column earlier this week in which I cautioned against the potential long-term side effects of marijuana use, which include behavioral problems, problems with memory, problems with judgment, problems with anxiety, problems with depression, problems with paranoia, and yes, even uncontrolled vomiting disorder. Ladies and gentlemen, I think that if, I don't know about you, but I don't understand any human being wanting to ingest something into their body that will, that they know is going to cause problems in behavior and judgment and memory and anxiety and depression. In fact, ladies and gentlemen, marijuana users are 80% more likely to commit suicide than any other group in society. And yet we're wanting to legalize it. Nancy Pelosi and the real Speaker of the House, AOC, they're wanting to legalize marijuana. And on the basis that, as one of the presidential candidates said, if it makes you happy and it causes you to have a good time, then what's wrong with marijuana and the use thereof? That's the mindset we have, ladies and gentlemen, in the society in which we're living. That's the mindset we have with all of those that are running for office today on the Democratic ticket. And it is a wrong judgment call. Mark Siegel further says presidential hopefuls like Senators Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, Elizabeth Warren, et cetera, have co-sponsored a bill which would expunge the criminal records of those that have been charged with marijuana possession, and it will make legal across America marijuana use. Here's an article that says smoking pot just 1 ounce as a teen can change your brain forever. The article goes on to say there's some storm clouds on the horizon, one of them being a new study which, according to the Burlington Free Press, has found that even a small amount of marijuana can change the chemical makeup of a teen's brains forever. Ladies and gentlemen, if that doesn't frighten you, nothing does. But we need to understand the scripture is very, very clear. God's word is without any repudiation at all. And we know that God's word says we're coming to that last time at the last day. We need to be very careful. Look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh, the scripture says. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in today. Looking forward to meeting you on the air once again tomorrow as we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.